attention, attention, yes ma'am, yes sir. Joy's on the radio with Lester. Look around in the ghetto, and what do you see? A baby boy and baby girl making a baby. Look at the issues in the paper, then watch the news. Joy and Lester's got their views. Joy and Lester, no tease better. Joy and Lester, clever trendsetters. Joy and Lester's on the radio.
Just know that it get better with time. They say time heals. She can't see her life without me. She's so blasted. Fuck that nigga, you can tell him that you're mine still. And she don't wanna go to sleep, she angry. Lately she been noticing he ain't me. That we can change places. Don't want no new faces. She got my heartbeat racing. They say time heals. Don't go build no life without me, cause you're mine still. And I don't wanna go unless you make me.
Pretty face, pretty tender. But pretty taught me ugly lessons. Pretty had me giving more than I was getting. So if pretty don't come with something, well then I did it. Shame to tell my friends how much I do for you, cause they know that you would never do the same for me. I wasn't looking for your secrets, they just came to me. And they contradicted everything you claim to be. I took you to the club and you hugged on somebody that I know. And I know them type of hugs. Same shit I do to women when I know I used to fuck. And I know they with they nigga, but they never brought it up. I'm down these days, down to do better, cause you know I done enough. You should lay it down, we'll talk about it when you up. But she don't wanna go to sleep, she angry.
Lately she been noticing he ain't me. I wish that we can change places. Don't want no new faces. She got my heartbeat racing. They say time heals. Don't go build no life without me, cause you're mine still. And I don't wanna go unless you make.
Yeah. FatLastStation.com. Chopping it up with Joy and Lester. Joy's not here with us, but she's listening. Got my man Troy in the building. Troy, what's good?
What's up? Welcome to another Thursday. God blessings to everybody. God blessings for a new day.
Yeah, we got to say hello to our super producer, super producer, Miss Jackson. If you're nasty. What up, Troy? What's good, man?
It's another day, man. Just trying to beat this heat. You know, the one day is nice and, you know, this heat. You have one day where it's not hot and not really hot, then it goes right back to the furnace thing, man. This heat is just terrible right now. Terrible.
Yeah, but we got to say, once again, hello to our beautiful co-host, Joy. You know, yes. Let's not forget her and her daughter wrote a book. It's out on Amazon. Mommy, Why Did You Slow Down? Everybody go get it. Support that little young lady.
Yeah, go pick that up.
Yeah, man, it's all good. We say, the youth of the future. That little lady already wrote a book.
Yeah.
So let's go get it to brighten her future.
That's what it is. You know, a lot of people today, the youth today really have to, you are the future, like they say. You know, a lot of these youth today are just lost, but the ones that are doing right, keep doing the right thing.
Yeah, man. We got a good guest today, man. Right up your alley, man. Lyricist, rapper.
Rapping. Okay.
Yeah. The man himself, man, Dev Martin.
That's what's up.
From the Boogie Down Bronx. You know what I'm saying?
The birthplace.
Of hip hop. Yeah. Yes. Eden Wall Projects, man.
Look out now.
Eden Wall, baby. Slick Rick is up there, baby. You heard? Can we get some Fat Joe up there? You heard? On the south side, can we get my man KRS-One? You heard? Yeah, three bombs, man. Let's hope that when Mr. Martin come on, Big D.E.V. as they call him, Big Dev, he's gonna tear it down, man. So we got like 3-4 minutes before we gonna get him on the air. We gonna play his first song. It's called You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Who you trying to be?
Okay, well, that's asking a question. That's my question for the day. I'm going to run that all day today. Everybody will come across. Who are you trying to be? What are you doing? Who are you trying to be? I like that already.
You trying to be Dev? You trying to be Dev Martin? Who are you trying to be?
Who are you trying to be?
Yo, so I hope.
This right now, it's going to be a problem because that's the first thing I'm going to say. I ain't going to say hi to nobody no more. Who are you trying to be? My new saying for the summer. Who are you trying to be?
Who are you trying to be?
Yeah, I like that.
You know, as they say, Dev Martin? Yeah,
trying
man.
To be Dev Martin?
There you go, boy. Yo, I hope all these people is tuned in, man. You know, we got to get a little humor.
Of course. You know how that works.
Because they don't know you also rap, Troy. You know what I'm saying?
Well, put it this way. I used to rap.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Right now is
I'm
Christmas
sorry.
Gifts and presents on birthdays and things like that. Other than that, I stay away from rap because of age. And AARP cards does not cover my rap career right now. So,
yo.
But I know a little something about rap music.
Hey, maybe you and Dev can have a rap off, man.
I'm just going to laugh at that because right now, like I said, I'll keep promising you a 16. I'm only at 2.5 right now. If you got like 14 more weeks, I might be where you need to be for a 16.
All right.
But I'm working on it.
Okay, but all right, but hold on. Dev is in the big time right now.
Okay, that's what's up.
I heard that our super producer called you out, man, and you didn't answer her yet, bro. She want to throw some bars at you, man.
Well, you know, like I said, I'm working on something spectacular. It's huge. It's tremendous. It's spectacular. It's terrific.
Okay.
But I'm only on, out of 16 bars, I'm only at my second bar. So I got to go to 14 more bars before I get to 16. And hopefully by the 8th bar, it's not a real bar, and I can just say, forget about this. But I'm on my way. I got something in the works. Trust me. It's going to be good.
All right.
Epic. It's going to be epic.
So with that, we gonna throw on Who You Trying to Be.
Who you trying to be?
My man Dev Martin, Eden Wall Projects, Boogie Down Bronx. Hold tight, people. Check out his song. We will be right back.
Spicy. Martin. Look me in my eyes, I'ma show you how it be. It starts from within, so nigga, who you tryna be? I never let a nigga slide, nigga, that's the key. It's money, power, respect that's required in the streets. It's all about them pesos, stacking up the bankroll. Money is the power, make him do it when I say so. I got the extra clip, the barrel got potatoes. And you gon' see the grip if you playing with the queso. Catch me in that drop top, third lane, swerving. Passenger, she pretty mixed, bitch, she might be German. She always keep the clock on the hip for excursions. Gotta be on point, scary niggas make me nervous. It's money out the ass, got whips like I'm Batman. Think you robbing me, he eating pellets, call him Pac-Man. You talking to the cat man, cause I can never lack man. X on the chest like a nigga Hugh Jackman. And that's where I'm from, the X get it done. Cause you could be a living legend, die a fucking bum. I'm snatching all the crumbs, y'all little niggas dumb. This 40 with the beam, make him lean like Fat Joe and Pun. Me and my eyes, I'ma show you how it be. It starts from within, so nigga, who you tryna be? I never let a nigga
the slide, nigga, that's the key. It's money, power, respect that's required in the streets. Look me in my eyes, I'ma show you how it be. It starts from within, so nigga, who you tryna be? I never let a nigga slide, nigga, that's the key. It's money, power, respect that's required in the streets. Listen, I'ma raise the glass, and we gon' make this toast. I body anybody in my way like Shaq in the post. It's cold world, never leave the crib without a good coat. It's kill to be killed, this lifestyle trainer could throw. No mercy for a nigga, better pray to the Pope. Cause if you backstab me, it's red beans as you throw. And why a nigga draw the cap like the top of a coat? And if you say it's all love, why haven't we spoke? I heard a couple motherfuckers wanna murder me. I chop your head off, nigga, like convertible V's. Get hit with the biscuit or it's verbally. Your statement's exaggerated, bunch of hyperboles. Y'all niggas heard of me, own all the world is me. You niggas couldn't talk to me if you was Jodeci. Cause you's a dick rider and a real coward. Catching balls for the tip, use the white hair in my eyes. I'ma show you how it be. It starts from within, so nigga, who you tryna be? I never let a nigga slide, nigga, that's the key. It's money, power, respect that's required in the streets.
There it is, there it is. Who you trying to be? And we got the man himself on the horn. Big Dev, how you doing?
What's going on, family? How y'all doing, man?
Oh, man, we chilling, man. We chilling. Yeah. So, it's all about you right now. Tell everybody who you are, where you come from, and how long have you been rapping? Or how long have you been a lyricist? Or how long have you been a singer?
Oh, man, you put the cat out the bag with the singing, huh?
Yeah, we got to throw it in there, man.
Yeah, man. So I'm Dev Martin from Eden World Projects. I'm Uptown's finest, Uptown's best lyricist that there is. I'm claiming the title. It is what it is. I'm just trying to see who you trying to be, like the song said.
Yeah, let them know.
We've been doing this since about 2013, seriously. I say 2016, you know. We just trying to get it, man. Who you trying to be?
Okay. Well, we're going to let Troy start off first because Troy was in that era. He don't want to claim it no more. So go ahead, Troy.
what inspires you to rap and do your thing? No, here's the real question. When you're writing a song, like, well, what inspires you to write a song? Like, where does the song come from when you start writing a song? Like, what's your mental like when you start writing a song?
So that's a good question because I'm the type of person, I can't really make a song that's BS. It has to be off of what I'm feeling at the moment. If I'm feeling aggressive, then you're going to get something like who you trying to be.
Yeah.
If I'm feeling lovey-dovey or I'm feeling like, you know, a gallus or something, you might get another song that's out right now called What's On Your Mind, you know, just a player type of thing.
For the female.
Exactly. Yeah. So it just really depends on how I'm feeling at that moment.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Because I know there's a lot of rappers now. I mean, because it's a younger energy and younger you. Sometimes, you know, I listen to all type of rap, old school, new school. But what kills me sometimes is sometimes some people are really too aggressive. Like if you kill 15 people before you get to the chorus. You know what I'm saying? Let me get to the cars before you kill 15 people, because you killed me too. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it gets out of hand. I mean, that's just me.
I feel that.
Yeah, but you know, the music, I like that title right there. That should be the catchphrase for the summer. Who are you trying to be?
Right now,
that's what I'm going to be saying to everybody, at least for the next 48 hours. So if anybody asks me how I'm doing, to say, hi, who are you trying to be? You're going to look at me strange, but I'm feeling that. You know what I'm saying? I already feel that.
I feel that too.
Yeah. Nice. So listen, Dev, what motivated your first song and who is your inspiration?
All right. So first song, I'm going to be honest. First song I wrote was about a girl, and it was my cousin's friend. Shout out Maya. It was her friend. I'll be not going to name her friend, though, but it was about her. And that's how I was like, you know, I could really write. This sounds good, you know. So that's how I started this. And as far as who I'm looking up to, I have a couple influencers. you know, it would be definitely DMX. I grew up listening to that. My mom actually put DMX in my lap pretty much as far as music wise, you know, Slick Rick, Fabulous, Jadakiss, P&B Rock, even some Ron Isley. Those are my influences.
Okay.
That's a good mix right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When you wrote that record about your friend or your friend's friend, mm-hmm. Was it very personal? And if it was, after you wrote the song and got it out there, what were the repercussions? What was the circumstances behind that? And how did it go when she heard it?
So this particular song we're talking about has never been released. She hasn't heard it, but my cousin heard it, and they all laughed and giggled, like, you know. I do have a song that's personal that's out right now, and that song was more of like a struggle kind of song. I was in a dark place and, you know, struggle, facing a lot of adversity, and I had to just get it off my chest. And it's a very relatable song. Hopefully you guys get to hear that. That song is called Making Out. So, definitely.
Okay. Can you remember where your first performance was?
So actually, my first performance, I'm actually living in Atlanta now. So my first performance, actually performing in front of anybody, was at K-Camp Studios. They had like a little event. We went there, you know, you pay to play your music or whatever, and I performed there. It was a different experience. I ain't gonna lie, I was a little nervous, but, you know, once you start getting, I don't know if it's a New York thing, but like once you start feeling like, you know, this is my stage, like you start, you know, taking over, your confidence get up, and I just feel like, you know, at that time that nobody could rap better than me on that stage, and that's how I had to proceed with that.
That's definitely a New York thing, because it's like, no matter what, I mean, you're really nervous because New York is like the mecca of hip hop. But yes, when you go outside of New York and you perform anywhere, I mean, you might get the butterflies for a second, but once you hear that beat, it's New York all over the stage. It's New York. Holler back at me. It's just New York. It's just New York. It's a New York thing. I mean, because when I was performing, I only went as far as Jersey, but still, it was the New York thing when I got on a Jersey stage. You know, it's like it's New York.
Mm-hmm.
So now, right, so now is Atlanta your home now?
Atlanta is my home now.
What part of Atlanta are you in?
I'm in northern Atlanta right now, like, you know, Cobb County area.
Oh, hold on now. How far are you from Kennesaw?
Oh, man, I might be in Kennesaw. I might. I don't know.
Ah, yo, I gotta, We got a young reporter down there. Her name is Tanasia Kenny. She's the real-time news reporter from Atlanta, Georgia. Yo, you got to hit Paige up. Yo, she can do a death interview on you, man. That little lady is fire, man. I follow her all the time.
Let's get that set up because I'm in her town for sure.
Yeah, man. Tanasia Kenny, real-time news reporter from Atlanta, Georgia. She even did a freaking drop for me, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man. She is all right, man. She's all over the place down there.
Connect those dots.
Yeah, man. Yes. Which one of your songs has the most sentimental value for you and why?
That song, Make It Out, that I was just talking about a little earlier. You know, I was, like I said, I was in a dark place and I felt a little helpless. You know, as African-American men, we go through a lot of adversity and stuff like that. And I had to put that pen to the paper, opposed to, you know, doing what the statistics say that we do. So when I did that song, everybody feels that song. Like when I play it, when I sing it, when I rap it, they feel it. Like it's like, yeah, this man went through some pain and they can relate to it. It's a really relatable song.
Mm-hmm. So... Mm-hmm. You're from Eaton Wall Projects in the BX. Yes, can you bring that same fire down there in Atlanta, man? Have you performed at some of the clubs down there already? Do a couple of parties, let everybody know who you are?
So everybody knows who I am when we put the songs on, man. I just let the music talk. I'm not the cocky guy that's coming in there like, this is my spot. I just let the music talk. You know, I'm a different artist than Atlanta artists are. You know, I'm more lyrical and more catchy, and everybody in Atlanta, no offense, but they want to talk about sipping lean and popping perks, and that's just not my thing. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good thing to stay away. I mean, because what happens is a lot of people follow the masses with stuff. So when people start hearing things that sound like it's good, they follow instead of being a little different. And see, as I say, a lot of times New York rappers, no matter where we go, we have an edge because we're not going to be just the same as everybody else. You know, even the younger rappers now, you just try to stay in your own lane and try to create your own space. And you're always going to have that. Not chip on your shoulder, but you're always going to be a little ahead of the game sometimes because you come from the Mecca, and it's a lot different. So it's like, if you can make it here in New York, you can make it any. You can go to the moon and be the first rapper on the moon and say Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, or whatever, and it would just be a different situation for you because you're from the Mecca.
Definitely, but you got to put the Bronx first, though. I'm sorry.
Oh, excuse me? Yeah. Quick story real fast. You have to put the Bronx first because remember back when KRS-One made the bridges over?
Uh-huh.
Now, believe it or not, true story, me and my little group at the time, we made a song called The Party's Over. Remember KRS said something about everybody got a response? I was one of those people that had a response. Good thing it never got big because I couldn't be on the radio right now. That's that dude? Yeah, that's that dude. We made something to it. And it was played on the radio. It wasn't a song. It was a tape. But it got response or whatever. But you can never deny the Bronx for being the first. So I get it. I understand.
Yes, sir.
Wow, okay. Now, out of all your songs, which one taught you the most valuable lesson about yourself while you were writing it, and why?
Out of all my songs, I would have to go with a song. It's actually not out. But it's a song I wrote called Trust. And the song is pretty much talking about, you know, who can you trust? You know, the lyrics of the song is like, who can I trust when my mama's not around? Yeah, I'm a mama's boy. I'm going to put that out there, too. I think a lot of us are. But pretty much it was just like a song just talking. And, like, you know, you could pray to God, but the devil's in your church. You know, so it's just pretty much saying, like, be careful who you trust, or don't trust anybody at all. But make sure you can trust yourself first before you trust anybody else. And it taught me a lot because, you know, I'm a person. I would say I'm friendly for a New Yorker, for the most part. you know how that goes.
Who you trying to be?
Who you trying to be? Exactly. So, you know, it just taught me, like, hey man, you got to be more careful with your space. With you as a whole, you as a person, you know, you get to pick and choose who comes in your space, you know, just trust your judgment and things like that. So that would be the most song. That would be the song that probably taught me the most about myself.
Wow. Okay. Ooh, that was a good one. Now, do you write before you get into the studio? Or you do your creativity, you know, outside of that, you know, where does your motivation comes from? You know, I know you say your surroundings, what you've been through, but tell people, like, you know, can you be walking down the street and you see something going on? You're like, I think I could put a song to that.
Most of the time, how that works for me is, so I'm not an in the studio kind of like rapper. Like, I train my mind because, like, when I used to pay for studio time, it's like, listen, you only got money for 2 hours. So you need to know this song when you come in this booth so you can do your ad-libs in the other hour and it can get done and you have a finished product. You might get some mix and mastering in there while you're doing that. So I'm not an in the studio kind of rapper. I like to be ready and locked and loaded when I hit that booth. Maybe one or two takes, if that. As far as like rapping about different things, like if I'm down walking down the street and I see something, a lot of things give me ideas, and a lot of music gives me ideas as well too. So like I could be listening to Ron Isley, and or, matter of fact, let's do Slick Rick. I could be listening to Slick Rick, Mona Lisa, and you know that part where he's like, "If you see me walking down the street," I'm like, "Listen, that needs to be sampled." We need to do this. You got my producers. I think he's tapped in right now. Drums and Roses, shout out to him. But it's like every 5 minutes, I might be shooting him a text like, "Hey, we need to sample this, or we need to do something with that," and he'll shoot me an idea back. So that's kind of how that works for me as far as creating wise.
Nice.
Yeah, I can understand that, because you know what it is also is when you do have studio time, so you do have 4 or 5 or 3 hours, sometimes 2 hours. You're paying for that hour. So if you mess up, you know, not mess up or not have it together, it's like you're not wasting money, but it's like it's best to have everything prepared as much as possible before you go in there, because time is money when you're in the studio. I've been to sessions where you went halfway through it, didn't fix it, couldn't do it right, had to go back, and you know, it might be 2 more weeks from now because money might not be right. So, I mean, I understand that situation. You do have to have everything much laid out before you go in there. So.
Yeah.
All right. Now, coming from NYC, how was it when you first touched down in Atlanta?
Oh man, it was different. The culture is different. I actually got a little mini story. I remember coming into a gas station, and it was a guy. You know, I make fun of little Atlanta accents. It's cool though, but the guy was like, "Hey, bro, what the fuck going on?" And I was like, "What the fuck is going on with you, nigga?" Like, because they called me a redneck. He put his ass up like, "Hey, bro, I'm just saying what's up, bro." I'm like, "Oh, all right."
Yeah, you gotta learn the lingo quick, right? Because you don't know exactly what they might be saying, and they might say a little too fast and a little too country deep, and you'd be like, "Huh?"
Definitely. Yeah, but that was my experience, you know, and they're more friendly. And I'm not gonna lie to you, I think I prepared coming here. This may sound funny, but I don't know if you ever heard of a movie called Snow on the Bluff on Netflix. It kind of prepared me for that, because Atlanta, they'll smile on your face and be nice and all that stuff, but they the first ones to break into your house. You know, not all Atlanta. I mean, don't get me wrong now. Not everybody's like that, but I think it kind of put me 1 foot ahead as far as adapting with Atlanta, not to be too friendly. My New York instinct kicked in with that.
Yeah.
So that was definitely a different transition. Friendly, everybody wants to talk to you. I'm just like, is he trying to rob me? Why is he trying to rob me?
And we're not, because we're from New York, where people speak when they only speak, and most people walk by each other because that's just what we do. But I notice when you do go outside of New York, it's a lot friendly and a lot easier for people to say hi. People say hi to you, you even think to say hi to you. And you're like, okay. And I know the mindset is like, what they want? Who you trying to be? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be saying that all day today. That's my news.
So let me ask you, Dev. When you're down in Atlanta and you say your New York state of mind kicked in, did you feel like you were being set up, or they were trying to size you up? Like, yo, he ain't from here. His accent is totally different. His swag is totally different. His style of dress is totally different.
Definitely. I would say the thing with Atlanta people, they stare a lot. And it's like, to me, what you looking at? You going to say hi? Like, why are you looking at me? So it took a while for that adaptation, rather, because they just stare at you a lot. You know, they know you're not from there. You don't talk like them. And then I think New Yorkers get a bad reputation when they come down there, because I ain't going to lie. Some of them that come down here is like, oh, I'm better than you, I'm tougher than you, and then they get showing up. Maybe the Brooklyn ones, low key. I'm just playing, but I'm just saying, you know, that's that's how that happens out here. Definitely.
Yeah, Atlanta is on a whole different playing field, man. The I don't know. It's like something's in the air, man. You know.
Yeah.
Atlanta's almost like the sixth borough, though, because they got a lot of people from New York in Atlanta now. So
that's a fact. You know, it's crazy. They got a Bronx Day out here. But well, everybody from the Bronx go to, I think it's Piedmont Park, and they go and everybody link up, and it's like, you know, it's like they have a barbecue, like how Pelham Bay Park used to have, like, you know, 6 train line in the Bronx.
Right.
Yeah, I'm telling you, yeah. A lot of people from New York and Atlanta, they almost call it the 6 borough now.
I don't know about the 6 borough now. They can't, we can't merge that. But.
Or maybe not to that extreme, but maybe it's like the Long Island of
Staten Island.
Pick an island, Staten Island, Long Island, as long as it ain't Rikers, it's good.
Yeah, that's you're right.
Well,
blessing, stay out of there.
Yeah, because I tell you, down in Atlanta, especially in Cobb County, those cops, they don't play, man.
Mm-mm. You know what cops stand for? Count on being busted.
That's right. Cobb County, yo, that's why I like places like Kennesaw and stuff like that. Crime is at a very, very low. It's like, man, they come get you, they coming to get you. Don't even bother to run. Yes, just stop, get the handcuffs and go. Because they ain't stop until they get you. Yeah. That's facts.
How it is.
So, let me ask you this. What artist, what rapper, what lyricist would you like to work with? Or which one have you worked with already?
I wish I could say I worked with this person, but I haven't. But honestly, it would have to be between Jadakiss and Fabolous. I would love to work with them. Definitely.
Okay.
Those are my biggest influences.
Okay. Have you kind of reached out to them, sent them any kind of music or anything?
So I've actually had to exchange some information with Jadakiss Camp. You know, I know a couple people from Mount Vernon and Yonkers and stuff like that. And I've actually, you know, on Instagram kind of things. Nothing like really, you know, in person. I also reached out to Benny the Butcher's Camp as well, too. And he's not really doing features right now. So, you know, but when he does, hopefully I can, you know, get in the door and get Benny on the track. We need that, too.
Okay. Hey, just don't give up, man.
Yeah. Just got to stay persistent.
Yeah. Any projects coming up down there that you're going to be on? Any shows? Any, you know, barbecues out in the parks?
I don't know. July 4th barbecue somewhere, someplace. That might be the spot, you know. As far as projects concerned, I'm trying to get a video for this song that I just did with a Milwaukee artist named D-Tig. Shout out Milwaukee. Definitely. That's definitely a summer song. It's definitely a banger. With the right promotion, I think that's going to be a hit for sure. You know, I can't really speak too much on it.
Right, I got you.
But that song right there, I just can't wait for the reaction of it. I want to be in Miami shooting that video because it's that kind of song. And, yeah, I'm going to see what that does.
All right. Who's your top five artists right now?
Top five. Top dead or alive.
Doesn't matter.
And you said right now, just that means like in this era?
No. Meaning like, you know, like right off the top of your head, who's your top five? Like you say, dead or alive.
All right. This is not in order.
Right.
But we're going to say DMX. We're going to say Jadakiss. We're going to say, that's two. I would say Lick Rick. I would say, I'm not one of the guys that's gonna put Jay-Z in it just because he made all them hits. I like Jay-Z, but I just don't think that, you know. Let me see. I need one, two more. I'm not even gonna lie, I'm gonna put Young Jeezy in there. I'm gonna switch it up a little bit. I'm gonna put Young Jeezy in there. And let me see another artist. And I say being top five. Let's put, I'm going to put Fabulous, just because of the soul tapes and all the things that he's done. Those is classic mixtapes. That would be my top five.
Okay.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good top five.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to your joint, Make It Out.
Yes, sir.
And then we're going to come back with an instrumental. And we heard you're going to bust a freestyle.
That's what's up.
Something like that. Spicy.
Okay. Well, hold tight, everybody. Get your tapes ready. You know, I just see back in the day. Get your tapes ready.
get the box and your tapes ready, y'all.
It's going down. So hold tight.
That's right.
We're going to hear Dev Martin right here. Make It Out. We'll be back with a crazy freestyle. Here we go.
Did you ever dream that you was gonna be rich?
Uh-huh.
And did you ever think you make it out of this?
No.
Cause the struggle be the nigga every time. Trying to get my moms out the hood with the rhymes. Did you ever dream that you was gonna be rich? Did you ever think you make it out of this? Cause the struggle be the nigga every time. Trying to get my moms out the hood with the rhyme. Grown and we ain't have it. We was living average. Now I'm living lavish. Counting green, we call it cabbage. And I was never trapping. I had to know it's fashions. Gold YSL shoes with the belt to match it. And I just made it happen. Two types of niggas. Got a pocket watch, a roll, a nigga go and get it. And if I catch a jug with him, nigga, we gon' split it. It's do right and get right. That's the rules of living. I'ma show you where I come from. I'm a jungle baby. Two Nalaconia eating wall raisin. Man, this shit is crazy. A line to eat a cub. So what the fuck you think the hood doing to the plug? The hood should know love. And it's a proven fact that if a nigga moving grimy energy, you match that. Cross that out, scratch that. You supposed to blast that. Cause if ain't Kalana nigga up for a cash app. Get it how you get it when you living in the struggle. Gotta find the pieces to that fucking life puzzle. Gotta be a beast like a pit off the muzzle. You just gotta stay strong like you get it off the muscle. Cause did you ever dream that you was gonna be rich? Did you ever think you make it out of this? Cause the struggle be the nigga every time. Tryna get my moms out the hood with these rhymes. And did you ever dream that you was gonna be rich? And did you ever think you make it out of this? Cause the struggle be the nigga every time. Tryna get my moms out the hood with these rhymes. Crazy how the niggas jack the hood for some clout. And you ain't really from here, so what's that all about? Cause you's the up the street nigga and you say you from down south. So how the fuck you telling me what jungle's all about? For 25 years, said it 20 million tears. Cause I done felt some pain fucking living where I live. From shootouts to stabbings, pissing elevators. Niggas praying on your downfall, no one to elevate you. Glorify the hood, it's like you laughing at my struggles. Trials and tribulations, man, this place gave me troubles. Gave me killer instincts like I'll cut ya. Gun butcher, grab machete, chop him like I'm the butcher. So how could ya? Fake funk, that ain't real. Jungle make a nigga cold like you ready to kill. Jungle break a nigga down just by paying some bills. No food on the stove, nigga, it's either place to live. Get it how you get it when you living in a struggle. Gotta find pieces to that fucking life puzzle. Gotta be a beast like a pit off the muzzle. You just gotta stay strong like you get it off the muscle. Cause did you ever dream that you was gonna be rich? And did you ever think you make it out of this? Cause the struggle be the nigga every time. Tryna get my moms out the hood with these rhymes. And did you ever dream that you was gonna be rich? And did you ever think you make it out of this? Cause the struggle be the nigga every time. Tryna get my moms out the hood with these rhymes.
That's the bomb, baby. Got a bang on your hands.
There it is.
Yeah, man. That's gangster right there. And you know what? I could feel a little bit of that Benny Siegel, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, with that, you know? But listen. We gotta go here. Let me hope I'm saying this right. Is it Drums and Roses?
Drums and Roses.
Okay.
That's the super producer.
Super producer. He says, you got a project, you just don't know about it yet. LOL.
Oh, see? There we go. That's the super producer. He spoke.
And hold on now. Juju. You know?
Uh-huh.
He said, yeah, Dev. Said Dev is next up. That's right, Big Bronx.
Shout out Juju, holding it down in Jersey. Uh-huh.
There you go. Yo, maybe we got to get Ju on the line, man. You know what I'm saying?
I got the uncle in there, too, I see.
Do they rap? Are they lyricists?
Nah, I'm the OG, man. I'm not the lyricist, but I might try to get Juju on the beat. I might have to write something for her, something like that.
Okay. That's what's up, man. But yo, that was fire, man. That was nice.
Yeah,
I feel you with that. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got nothing to eat.
I wonder if y'all could guess the inspiration on that track, though. What you heard from that?
I heard that I could be wrong. Don't take this as a diss, but coming from Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, you might have been doing a little bit of hustling out there, man.
Nah, man. I don't think you got the question right. I said, what you think is the musical influence on that track?
Oh, the musical influence.
You just stumped me with a question.
Now, hold on.
Think about that song.
Yeah,
think
yeah.
If it started off with, did you ever think that
okay, you could get it right?
I picked that out in the very beginning.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the flip. I just did a tasteful flip. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Yeah, I heard that in the beginning. I did pick that up.
Yeah, but I heard the struggle, man, when you said, you know, you ain't got no food. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on with the cash? What are you doing? It's not a bad thing, bro. It's not a bad thing.
Nope.
Because, listen, a lot of people don't know. Maybe they do, and they just, you know, glorify the bad part. But I grew up in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, the pimps and the players, the OGs, the hustlers, the number runners, they took care of the neighborhood, bro.
Yeah.
They fed everybody. They made sure that we went to school. We wasn't doing the wrong thing. They always said, don't do what I do. Get your education. Mm-hmm. Saturdays, the ice cream man came around. The hot dog man came around. That dude with that ride, that swing that goes back and forth, they paid for everybody. All the kids had a good time. So
that's the real OG. That's how it's supposed to be.
So when you see that crap on TV, like, oh, the prostitution and all this crap, yeah, but show the good side that they do, that they were paying people's rents, sending kids to school. All right.
They ain't gonna tell you that, though.
Building businesses, buying projects and buildings and putting people in there. Okay.
Hey, listen, my dad was that, you know.
Oh, okay.
Pretty boy Mace, eating on projects. Everybody know about him, and that's what he did. And you know, and that's why you got to continue, you know, to just do right.
There you go. You know, and I always say, why is it we did the same things the Italians did, but they got glorified as being good people, and we got glorified as being scumbags?
Isn't that crazy how it works?
Yeah. It's all good, though. Mm-hmm. Now, before we get to this freestyle, I got a question for you. Because I know people want to know, where can they get your music at? Where is it streaming at?
It's streaming on all platforms, Tidal, Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube Music, anything you name it. I'm even on Pandora if you still got Pandora.
Oh, man.
Okay. I'm still on Pandora myself. I'm going to have to get a hookup. Yeah, because I listened to me some Pandora.
Okay.
Just remember my password last week. I'm good with Pandora.
how can people follow you on social media?
So my social media account right now, we mentioned it was the Instagram. So it'll be Dev, my first name, Dev _ Martin, MARTIN _.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So now, we're going to talk about this lovely freestyle that you're about to do.
Okay.
So we spicy. Say, okay, it's going to be spicy. Okay. And it's on that DMX tip. Niggas done started something on an instrumental. Now, we got 4 minutes and 56 seconds. We getting the whole 4 minutes and 56 seconds?
I don't know if you're going to get all of that. Let's just see what I got. Let's see what I got for y'all.
Okay, okay. Get your tapes ready.
Get the tapes ready.
Get them ready. Get it. Here we go.
Listen. Mama. Don't you ever run up on me thinking that you know me. I draw the figure, caterpillar, chill, trim it, Kobe. Move like Ginobili. No, I'm not the homie. Full clip from the city, only for the phonies. Cause we don't do the snakes, and we don't deal with fake. It ain't no biggie, nigga. You can tell your face. They say I was a bad boy, flow like mace. Looking like money, nigga. Bitches call me Taste. Nigga thought you like it with your beans, stay prop for real. Think the freeway of life is where you holding a steel. Man, no, I'm not the fool. The bullets flying at medulla. Ron Bay got a tech in the nine with a ruler. Shorty, I'm a fooler. You know she is solid. Do some things to sustain. Other bitch with a guala. Heck, you see for proper name. Say his head doctor. And she call me Mad Max because I stay watching tosses. Listen. Listen. Hey yo, this 50 get bucks for the banks, but no yayo. The money team, big bang, low money, he's Play-Doh. R.I.P. nigga Fredo, who down one wall with us. The gun small, but the clip size, elephant tusk like. Remind them I'm the mannequin. Smash super, shooting for your screen, Rip Hamilton. It's only for the gleam, Ben G, no Hamiltons. Cause when I see the gleams, I'm the shoe with the hammer man. Gun so big when the blast through the hammer dance. Two stay deep, more than one, that's the caravan. Come through your hood, terrorize the Taliban. Your shorty had the bomb, call the Mount Afghanistan. You bitches better breathe when I come to punch you right in your shit. All you bitches is my songs, don't give daddy no lip. Ugly sight when I flip, game over like flip. You gon' get down on this floor when I'm aiming this grip. Cause I'm the man in my city, making the bands like I'm Diddy. Make you walk across the bridge, put a pick like I'm Diddy. White girl, she's a ditty, I let her count on my 50s. I'm just a bar of power, man, I think that I'm 50. Hold her, come on, man. Come on, man. Spicy. Let's get it. And that's enough. Spicy, man.
Wow.
Spicy.
Come on, man. Come on.
He's inspiring me to get my pen back out. See, you know,
yo,
man?
I'm the man in my city making the bands like I'm Diddy. No Diddy, of course. No Diddy, of course. No
of
Diddy.
Course. Of course. Come on, man. That, yo. You got something there, man.
I'm inspired. I'm inspired to jump back into rap. If I hear one more rap one day, I'm telling you, I'm going to show you who I'm trying to be. That's what's going to happen. I'm making a comeback. I decided you've inspired me to get back in the rap game.
Let's do it.
Don't get no better than that, man. So, Dev, tell us what's on the horizon for you, man. What's, you know, other than what the super producer says on your side that's coming out, what else is there for you? Now, let's talk about your singing ability.
Oh, man. So, singing. So, actually, I could tell you where I got it from if y'all interested in that. So, singing ability actually comes from my mom's and my grandpa. Grandpa is my mom is first generation American here in the United States. My grandpa comes from Antigua, and he was in the reggae band coming over here, you know, to the States. So that's where that starts from, and that's where the talent comes from, and things like that. As far as singing ability wise, you know, the next track that I'm about to drop on is called Trickin' with Tiggs. Shout out Milwaukee again. That's a more melodic singing song. That's a different side you're going to see it out of me. You might even get a whole, like, melodic R&B project. That might be in the works. I don't know.
Okay. Anybody else in your family sing?
My sister actually sings. Shout out my sister Samaja. She definitely can sing as well too, and that's on the whole different other side of the family. So we got some singers, we got some vocalists in the family now. And I definitely, you know, would be fire. I actually thinking about getting my mom's on the track. Like, who done that before?
Come on, man.
I think that would be super duper fire.
Yo, if your moms are listening right now, have her to hit the chat button, man, and say if she's gonna come on or not. You know what I'm saying? Come on, it's a family affair.
I need you in the chat, Ma. I think she at work right now.
Oh, okay, but okay.
She's listening. I got some aunties and uncles listening too. Definitely.
Okay, we see here. So Drums and Roses says, play on, okay. Then we have Maya says, okay, cousin.
Uh-huh, that's the cousin. That's the cousin with the friend who I wrote my first song about.
Oh, stop it. There you go. Yep. And okay. Cece just keeps throwing up the fire, son, the fire.
Yeah, that's big sis. That's definitely big sister, definitely.
Okay, and how about AJ? It says, fire in bars, baby, fire in bars.
He ain't never lie. He ain't never lie.
What about Ja? Keep putting the Bronx Stop. On Pew.
Yes, sir. That's big cousin. Shout out to Ja. For sure. Shout out to Rombe. Rombe, definitely. I just name dropped him in the freestyle. You ain't hear that.
Okay.
That's also the artist. He might be the next artist on the station. Who knows?
There you go. Bring him on. Don't forget.
Hey, bring him on.
Don't forget Uncle Richie. Uncle Richie.
Uncle Richie. Shout out Boston. Boston, Massachusetts in the building. Yes, sir.
Okay. Trey. Cobb County's Trey. Fire.
Let me see where Trey at.
Is he just threw up Cobb County.
Okay. There we go. Shout out Cobb.
Okay, Trey also said, I didn't see this when he said, what motivates you in the studio?
So, with the studio, it's just pretty much like I said before, like how I'm feeling. Let's say I got a little smoke or static with somebody in my head, you know, maybe I might do a little diss track or something, you know, I might, you know. That's tasteful, but it's no name drop. We don't name drop and stuff like that. Maybe I'm just, you know, just trying to channel some anger instead of going and doing it in the streets acting stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my pops is in here too. See, the OG's in here.
Gotcha. Yo, I missed this one from Cece. Says, who you trying to be?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's got to be the saying for the summer. It's personally mine right now. I needed something new to say. I'm going to say that every 5 minutes right now. They're going to get tired of saying that.
And Cece also said again, here for my bro, Dev. Fire.
Yes, sir. I love all the love.
Yeah, man. So, listen, man. You got to get your moms on. You know what I'm saying? Like, warm them vocals up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Juju one again said, Big Bronx.
Yes, sir.
I got to ask this question, Les.
Go ahead.
What's the groupie love like? Is there groupie love going on, or are you good?
Groupie love got me in trouble. So
that's why he's in Atlanta, son. Stop playing.
Groupie love. You always got to ask the groupie love question.
Groupie love got me. What's that R. Kelly song? Hell on the baby. No. Nah, let me stop.
Well, you don't want all Kelly groupie love. Trust me.
No, that's
locked up love. That's not groupie love. You don't want that groupie love.
No, sir, we do not.
All right, listen, Joni say, yes, she's going to sing.
Yes, she is. I could get Mom Dukes on the show now.
Okay, J-Glow says, fire, gang. Melina says, you're going up. Steve, keep up the good work. Pops.
Yes,
J-Glow said again, best out of the Bronx. Rambi says, yes. Always ready, broski. Good looks.
Mm-hmm.
Cece again says, I'm the number one hype man in parentheses, woman.
That's a fact. We're going to get her on the stage, too. We need her on the stage.
Yeah.
Doing a little Kendall Mary J. Blige dance, something like that.
And this one, Ramby says, for sure, Miss Jackson, 100% complete package, Dev Martin, nothing he can't do musically. Nice.
He again, said it, not me.
Right, Joni says she will. Miss Serlinda, well done, well done, with a big check mark.
Appreciate that.
Si, is that right? Sai, S-I-E? Okay, Dev.
Yeah, Sai.
Yeah,
shout
man.
Out to Sai.
Yeah, man.
That's my medical sense.
There you go, man. There you go. So you in a medical business down there?
No, I'm actually in the airplane business. I make military aircrafts for a living.
What?
Wow, yes, sir. That's deep.
Come that's, man.
Well, he put it this way. If anything don't go right with the music, you're straight. Right there, that's a perfect position to be in.
Nice.
That's,
you got to fund your fund, man.
There you
that's
go.
What it is. That's what it is.
There you go, man. It's, yo, listen. You got to keep hope alive, man. You got to keep that dream. You know, yeah. Remember how today should say, keep your feet planted firmly on the ground and keep reaching for the stars?
And that's what yes, you got to do.
Listen, we always had the stars. They just kept knocking it out of our hands and stealing them.
There it is.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. So listen, man, this was... Oh, hold on. Is this from your mom's, I think? She says, I'm driving, but I would have sung for them real quick. That's your mom's, huh?
What's the name on that?
It just says Mommy.
Oh, maybe it is Mommy then. Mommy says, tapped in. Okay.
Yeah, I'm driving, but I would have sung for them real quick. Oh, Mom got bars, baby.
Uh-oh.
Yo, listen. You got to get with your mom's. I don't know if y'all want to do a freestyle, you know, and send it to us, you
okay.
know, or pick a song, instrumental, you know, do that thing, you know, how they say, go in the bathroom, the acoustics are better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And yo, send us, yo, listen, FetLifeStation.com, this is what we keep telling, yo, we got the best, you know, FetLife, you can say what you want to say. I'm going to say it. We got the best motherfucking super producer there is, son. I'm telling you. When she put her foot in it, she's kicking down the motherfucking door.
All the way.
And then you think a man's coming through the door. It'd be a sexy-ass woman, man. Be like, what the?
With a steel-toed boot. Kicking the door down. Kicking the door down with a steel boot. Asking questions. Taking no prisoners. Just kicking ass and taking names.
And looking fabulous when she's doing this, son. She's always dressed to the nine. Always.
There you go.
Yeah, man. So, yo, get with our super producer, man. You know, we can make this happen. Just remember, FetLifeStation.com, chopping it up with Joey and Lester and my man Troy. We welcome everybody,
shout out,
bro.
Definitely shout out to Joey Boogie, for real.
Yeah, this is the Black experience, man. We be telling people, y'all keep saying it, but y'all ain't doing it. Remember, we have nothing against no other podcasters, nothing against no other broadcast station on the internet, nothing against no FM stations. But remember, you can only go to them one time. You can always
you can
come to
back
us.
Here.
The That's
door
the difference,
always
man.
Open.
We ain't got ain't no tricks, no nothing. You talk to our super producer. If she like you, you in. That's it.
Let's do it.
Period.
Let me
point
keep
one.
The light on for you.
That's
like
right. Thank you, Troy.
Yeah, we keep the light on for you, open the door for you, and everything. Come on back as many times as you need to come back. We
come
are
on,
here for
man.
You.
All we say is when you're doing your interviews, you're out there on social media, remember FetLifeStation.com. That's it.
Spread the word.
Spread the word, man. Spread the word.
Y'all got it, man. Appreciate y'all for having me.
Yes, man. So listen, we got like 3 more minutes. We're going to say goodbye to you, but we're going to play Who You Trying to Be? One
Who
more
you
game.
To be?
Like that joint, man. Like that joint. Who, yo, Troy.
Yeah.
Look me in my
Who you
eyes.
Trying to be?
Who you trying to be? They're going to have to smack me in the head if you're saying that so much. Because that's my new saying.
No, Troy. How you going to take Dev's stuff, man? He going to sue you, man.
we're going to include him, man. I'm not a
all eat, man.
Yeah,
all
eat. We can all eat. I can see hats and shirts with that, man. Who you trying to be? I can see fights made. This is summertime. Who you trying to be? What you mean by, yo, I'm telling you, that's catchy.
Yes, it is. It's catchy.
Eat rock, don't sheet rock. Let's get it.
There you go,
guess
man.
What? There it is.
But, yo, Dev, man. Yo, Gucci. My boy Dev, Sean Sav, who you trying to be? Fire.
We got another artist.
Yo, come on. Yo, listen.
For the show, Sean Sav.
All you artists that are down with Big Dev, man, hit him up. Come on, man. It's all love. We all family, man. Yo, and I got family down there in Atlanta, son. That's right. Right in Kennesaw. Right there. Come on, man. Anybody that can sing, dance, whatever you want to do, man. Get it to our super producer. Get it to Dev. He gonna
even
get it
if
to
you
us.
Play a cowbell and you just play that cowbell the hell out of the cowbell and you think you're the best cowbell player, bring your cowbell and your story to us and we'll get you out there and you'll be the greatest cowbell player that ever known. That's how we get Dev.
Man, listen, we got one more minute. We got to get Dev's song in there. Dev, man, we Super Deuce going to be in touch with you, man. Tell your moms we said thank you for being a team player. Glad she wanted to sing for us, but, you know, she was behind the wheel doing like 60 down there. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, mom's a speed racer, more like 90.
Oh, damn.
Oh, man. All right, man. Yo, it's good talking to you. We're going to keep in touch. Make sure our super producer has your email because you're gonna get a copy of this tonight. Matter of fact, you're gonna get a copy within the next hour. We're gonna get it to you. Put it all on your social media, man. Appreciate you, Big Dev. We will be in touch, man.
No doubt.
All right, man. So there you have it, Troy. Another one in the bags, man. Super producer kicking down doors. You know, yo, but hold on. How's she kicking down doors in like stiletto heels, man? How's she doing?
Steel toe boots, steel toe stilettos. Stilettos got a steel toe on it. It might look kind of weird and funny. It don't look like a crippled people shoe, but it knocks the door down. It's heavy. It's a heavy foot.
Yo,
heavy foot through the door.
With a heel, son. With a heel.
Yeah, steel toe heel stiletto kicking down doors. Might look funny. It's not a crippled people shoe, but it kicks down doors and it's an effective thing. It happens.
There you go, man. Troy. It's a good one, man.
Yeah,
we'll be talking during the week, man. We got to get this song on. Dev's people is still waiting.
Yeah.
And appreciate you, my man.
No doubt.
Let's not forget, once again, Joy and her daughter wrote a book. Mommy, why did you change?
Don't count that book.
Amazon, get it.
Get it now.
All right, Troy, have a good one.
Peace out, my brother.
All right, man. Later.
All right.
Spicy Martin. Look me in my eyes, I'ma show you how it be. It starts from within, so nigga, who you tryna be? I never let a nigga slide, nigga, that's the key. It's money, power, respect that's required in the streets. It's all about them pesos, stacking up the bankroll. Money is the power, make him do it when I say so. I got the extra clip, the barrel got potatoes. And you gon' see the grip if you playin' with the queso. Catch me in that drop top, third lane, swervin'. Passenger, she pretty mixed, bitch, she might be German. She always keep the Glock on the hip for excursions. Gotta be on point, scary niggas make me nervous. It's money out the ass, got whips like I'm Batman. Think you robbing me, he eating pellets, call him Pac-Man. You talking to the Gap Man, cause I can never lack, man. X on the chest like a nigga, Hugh Jackman. And that's where I'm from, the X get it done. Cause you could be a living legend, die a fucking bum. I'm snatching all the crumbs, y'all little niggas dumb. This 40 with the beam, make him lean like Fat Joe and Pun. Me and my eyes, I'ma show you how it be. It starts from within, so nigga, who you tryna be? I never let a nigga slide, nigga, that's the key. It's money, power, respect that's required in the streets. Look me in my eyes, I'ma show you how it be.
show you how it be. It starts from within, so nigga, who you tryna be? I never let a nigga slide, nigga, that's the key. It's money, power, respect, that's required in the streets. Listen, I'ma raise the glass, and we gon' make this toast. I body anybody in my way like Shaq in the post. It's cold world, never leave the crib without a good coat. It's kill to be killed, this lifestyle train of cutthroat. No mercy for a nigga, better pray to the Pope. Cause if you backstab me, it's red beans at your throat. And why a nigga joy the cap like the top of a coat? And if you say it's all love, why haven't we spoke? I heard a couple motherfuckers wanna murder me. I chop your head off, nigga, like convertible V's. Get hit with the biscuit or it's verbally. Your statements exaggerate, a bunch of hyperboles. Y'all niggas heard of me, own all the world is me. You niggas couldn't talk to me if you was Jodeci. Cause you's a dick rider and a real coward. Catching balls for the tip, use the white Howard. I'ma show you how it be. It starts from within, so nigga, who you tryna be? I never let a nigga slide, nigga, that's the key. It's money, power, respect, that's required in the streets.
Attention, attention, yes ma'am, yes sir. Joy's on the radio with Lester. Look around in the ghetto, and what do you see? A baby boy and baby girl making a baby. Look at the issues in the paper, then watch the news. Joy and Lester's got their views. Joy and Lester, no tease better. Joy and Lester, clever trendsetters. Joy and Lester's on the radio.
From the Bronx, and Joy Books from the Bronx, and Lester. Period.